Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Hi guys, we are back, as you know, in season two for Unfiltered Marketing. We are welcoming new guests into the studio. Today, Jen and I are excited to be interviewing a couple of the people for St. Joseph Community Branding, and we're going to talk about what that means. Jen is part of the committee as well. So Jen, do you want to give a little introduction for our guests?
We are working with the St. Joe Community Branding team, initiative, committee on something called Uncommon Character. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, I have now.
You might have seen on
over the last few months, yes.
On our way here, when we were driving down Frederick, we saw beautiful posters or banners that had uncommon character traits on them, which I thought was so cool. So we wanted to bring you guys in because those quirky, fun things that are popping up all over St. Joe, we just think it's so creative and unique, and we wanted to talk to you guys about how the process came about that you came up with all these quirky ideas and how you keep it so interesting and you're not doing something that's really been done before. It's very uncommon. So the community branding is this thought process of how to be an uncommon character. And so they've come up with all these traits and this beautiful logo and this really cool attitude about bringing people to St. Joe and showing off what's uncommon and showing people what makes St. Joe such a unique place to live. So we are working with them for social media. So they've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They have all of this stuff going online, an awesome website. So with us today are two of the people on the committee, Beth Conway and Crystal Golanek.
Mm-hmm. First time.
Yes. They are going to...
I still don't know how to say
it. I've known her for like 2.5 years, so you'd think I would have that down by now. Yeah. But I just really wanted to pick their brain and have them show off all their hard work a little bit and get a little bit more exposure out for them. And then we're going to talk about some ideas, their process for creativity that went into this. And we just want you guys to tell people a little bit more about your mission to bring awareness to St. Joe and all the things it has to offer. So go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Beth Conway. I'm with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I've been there now 12 years. Love tourism, love everything about it. About 2 years ago, we collectively decided as communication directors of different organizations that we wanted to start getting together on a regular basis because there wasn't a lot of communication between us. We didn't work with each other. And we knew there was a great opportunity to learn from each other and also help cross promote stuff. You know, we're always doing stuff in the community and we're the voices of these different organizations. So we started getting together literally for a drink. We'd have these conversations and it was a therapy session at times. And out of that came this discussion of community branding. We've kind of lacked, not necessarily in a brand, but we've lacked in a comprehensive brand. We all kind of have our own identities. We have our own logos. We have our own missions. But we didn't have something that necessarily brought us all together. Mm-hmm. Christy Bailey, who's with the Chamber of Commerce, had gone to a Chamber of Commerce convention, and Omaha had just launched their community brand. It's called We Don't Coast. And she just fell in love with the concept. Yeah. Everything from the thinking about it to the development of the brand to the creative process to the execution, she just really fell in love. We had initially started talking about, let's just do a community calendar because we had all these calendars spread out in all these different places, but nothing that one person could just go to see basically everything. So that was the initial plan. And then this community branding that Omaha did launched and she learned about it at a convention and thought, this is something we need to do. And so she brought it back to us and we fell in love with the concept. She showed us their presentation and their video. It just felt right. You know, we didn't want to mimic them. Mm-hmm. We wanted to take their process and make it our own. So we actually made a trip up to Omaha. Four or five of us. Yeah, it's a really cool city. Yeah. I know. We made a trip up there and we met with the people who were instrumental in it. And it was their Chamber of Commerce that did this particular branding, which we knew we wanted to do differently because we didn't want one organization to spearhead it because then you're going to alienate the other organizations and people are going to think, oh, it's just a chamber thing.
Right, yeah.
We wanted to change the process, but we took their bones, which were awesome, and made it our own. Mm-hmm. Out of that came a creative charrette and maybe Crystal can talk about this because she was actually involved in it. The charrette process.
A little bit,
who
yeah.
Who are you?
So my name is Crystal Galnick. I am with Juper Communications. I have a company that I've started on my own that focuses on strategic planning and action planning and really looking at the emotion behind all communications. I got involved in this because Christy gave me a call and she knew that I was working in another organization at the time a couple of years ago. And she also knew that I had formerly owned a web design, marketing, and graphic design studio down in Kansas City. We just got to talking and she shared this community branding vision. And I really mean vision because she very clearly had an idea in her brain about how can we pull together folks in St. Joseph to collaborate and really work as a team instead of all of these different silos.
Yeah, because they were all great on their own. So how great would they be if everybody was working together?
Exactly. So that collective impact was really sort of the vision that we were looking for. She asked if I would join the core team of communications directors. And
how many?
At the time, I think there were six or seven. And so I came on board and we've had people kind of come and go as their professional lives have allowed them to participate.
It was an application process, which I think is really important because we knew a lot of people, but we wanted to make sure that they were invested in this. And by investing, you have to apply. And then we knew they were really serious. We didn't want to have like five photographers and 12 videographers and you know, a bunch of art. We wanted to piece it out.
That was a really impressive
evenly.
Process.
Right, right.
So the design charrette, I'll skip to that part because that is really, you know, what Beth is talking about, that we wanted to make sure that all local creative folks, you know, who are professionally working on marketing and PR and advertising and branding and, you know, all of those different parts of the communications world had an opportunity to participate. We wanted a homegrown brand. Mm-hmm. We wanted something that came from the voice of the people for the people to attract new people, you know, to St. Joseph. And so we did. We had an application process and we had all kinds of people apply to be a part of this design charrette, which basically means a really focused time period together to collaborate. And in our case, that meant 2 days. And we did. We chose several different teams. We had three different teams. Each team was made up of different skill sets, writers, photographers, graphic designers, videographers, marketers, that sort of thing. And just let them talk. I mean, that was really the fun part about it. Talk about what they love. Start with what we have and build from the assets that we already have. What is it that people really love about St. Joseph? And then build from there.
And Jen, you were part of...
Yeah, Rachel and I were both there. And gosh, the creativity in that room was just like...
You could feel it.
Blew my mind. Yeah. It was so awesome. Just so many people were there because they wanted to be there and they wanted to have a voice and they had all these ideas. It was awesome.
Okay, so we've talked about how this all began and the vision behind it and how it's starting to come to fruition. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about the next steps that happened to the launch, which was just this past August. We'll be right back.
This week's Social Wow, your workout of the week, is focused on employee advocacy. Make sure that your employees are advocating for your brand on all of your social platforms and encourage them to like, share, and follow what you're putting out on social to help engagement and reach.
Okay, we are back and just so excited. This is just such like an invigorating thing to hear about. So Jen had mentioned that a couple people from SJC Marketing applied and were chosen to be part of those creative strategy meetings 2 summers ago. So here we are 2 summers later. What happened in between then and now?
Sure. So we went through a process of narrowing down and nailing the message. And
the coolest thing was day two of the charrette, because we had left day one kind of like, ugh, nothing's sticking, you know, we just didn't feel really juiced up, and came back day two and started to break into the groups. And then one by one, they just started funneling into the kitchen together to where eventually everybody was in the kitchen. We had whiteboards all over the place and they were just throwing out ideas.
And kitchen is where it always
the kitchen is where, it's where everybody gravitates towards. It was so remarkable to see. They understood, because we briefed them in the beginning of day two and said, you know, we're just not there. Yeah. We know there's something lacking. And to see them all just gravitate in that kitchen, I think was the coolest thing.
What do you think that was? Like just getting comfortable with each other? Because it's almost like these are our competition in the real world. So do we want to give away all of our good ideas?
Collaborating is hard. Working together as a team when you're coming from different parts of the community and industry are really, it's hard. It's difficult. Yeah. So we knew we were doing something groundbreaking, something that really doesn't happen in many communities. And I haven't heard of another community doing it exactly the way we have yet.
No, I think it happened organically, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we laughed at some of the ideas. Some of them were absurd, but we needed to get that energy out. Yeah, some of them were completely absurd, but they were hysterical. Yeah. But we needed to get that energy out and get everybody to start communicating with each other.
When you're in that process, though, no idea is a bad idea.
That's what brainstorming is all about.
It's awesome. Yeah. I love that process.
So go ahead. I thought day two was really important.
It is important. So thank you for adding that. So after that, honestly, everybody stepped away for a while because sometimes resting your brain is just as important as working it. And so we did. We stepped back for several months and then came back together in the fall and really thought about, okay, what do we do with these three different concepts that each of the three teams took, you know, came up with and presented? And none of us were really feeling, including all of the creatives on the teams, felt like we'd totally nailed it yet. And so we decided to do some surveys, some focus groups, several different, you know, conversations with key stakeholders throughout the community. We looked at different demographics. We did some surveying and talking with young folks who are still in high school. You know, what do they want out of the community that they hopefully settle in someday with their families? And we talked to some of our wise folks in the community as well, who've been around the block several times and kind of have gotten that overwhelming sense of we've tried that before, we've done this before, and you know, they're sort of at the hopeless stage, right? Yeah. You know, and so just introducing new ideas to them was also an invigorating process in and of themselves. So we narrowed it down to one, which was actually a city of uncommon character.
Yep, I remember that.
We got to working on that and thought, okay, we have a working logo, but we're not in love with it yet. And so we've pulled together the creative folks again and said, hey, let's take another crack at this logo. We did that. We came up with a few more ideas for the look and feel. We probably had 100 different versions by the time we were done, right?
Yeah.
And still,
fonts, different colors.
Yeah, still.
The possibilities are endless.
They really are.
But we still didn't get that.
Yeah, we still didn't have it. Like, you just knew.
It felt processed.
It's love at first sight when it comes to branding because it's like you just look and you're like, yes. That's
Yes, exactly. I mean, when you look at the Starbucks logo, you're like, that's Starbucks, you know? But when we were looking at some of these, we're like, oh, it's so close, but it's just not quite.
And we could have easily stopped it there, been like, all right, we're done.
That'll
just
do.
Just pick one.
Right.
Yeah. But we just knew it wasn't quite
we're
ready.
Not good at settling.
No. We're a bunch of women.
We're not settling. We're going to go for the gold. So we narrowed down our team just to kind of get some focus and put together a few more options and decided we really wanted a hand lettered. You know, we looked at a million different fonts. That's what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And none of them were hitting it exactly because we have such history, such rich history in this city, but we also have very innovative entrepreneurial thinkers and we needed something that felt like both. You know, it's not just retro. It's retro modern. It's, I don't know, it's unique.
It's uncommon.
It's uncommon. So we decided some hand lettering might do the trick. So we hired someone, pulled in someone from the local community who several had known in the past and brought him in. He pulled together a couple of different options for us. We're like, yes, I think that's finally getting close. And we did, again, a city of uncommon character. And here's where it was really funny because we took a look at that and we're like, we love how it looks, but is the message 100% right? Is it as inclusive as we want it to be of all different areas of the city?
And it wasn't active. We knew we wanted something active.
Yeah.
And a city of, I mean, anybody can be a city of something. Right. We wanted to go deeper.
Right. So one of the original concepts out of the charrette was...
I can't get over that word. I love it.
It's such a fun word, isn't it?
I've never heard it.
C-H-
I've never heard it either. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about?
A-R, I think there's two R's. E-T-T-E.
Oh my, is it French? It's got to be French then.
Yeah.
I discovered the word caveat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always a good one.
Like every day for 6 months.
Such a fun thing.
So I'm going to start using this up. Yeah. Instead of brainstorming me.
Charrette. It's a group focusing on one thing. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No more brainstorming.
We're all Charrette from here on out. Anyway, one of the original concepts was made with grit, right?
Oh, I remember that one.
Made with grit.
Which we really liked.
We did.
Because it was active.
Yes. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, we loved
did
it.
Really like.
But we felt like grit was too limiting. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many other character traits that we're also made with. And so I don't even remember which one of us in the room at the time, but somebody wrote down made with uncommon character instead. And we were like, oh my gosh. Ding, 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 ding. We nailed it. You know, this is it. It's active. It describes so many different things. People.
Well, not only people, so
but
many
places.
Things.
Places, right. Things.
Events. Things, events.
Our architecture, our uniqueness, our, you know, just.
And then the waves. I love that the waves, I don't know if you know this, they kind of represent the river.
Uh-huh.
And the parkway as well, you know, because the curves. So we that was intentional.
That's what I'm talking about. Like everything is intentional in this. Yeah. And I just love that.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got the brand. We got the logo down. We picked some colors. We wanted to make sure that they were inclusive, but also bright and really dynamic and cheerful. Because after all, this is about talking about the positive things.
Right.
Yeah. This is St. Joseph that is unique and uncommon. Original, authentic, in the very best of ways. Mm-hmm. And we are. There's so many fabulous things over 175 years that have happened here or started here or are continuing on from here and impacting millions of people around the world.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I love it.
So that's why we wanted to really focus on the positive. And there are so many stories that we're excited to be able to tell. Mm-hmm. We've only launched our original website here with, you know, about a dozen.
But there's so many
more to come.
The plan is to really come up with a library of stories about the people, places, and events that are of uncommon character in St. Joseph.
Yeah, that's awesome. So then how did you get to, you had a big launch party that I didn't get to go to, but it was at Paradox, and you had music and food.
Really
and,
good food.
Yeah.
Really good food.
Who did
St.
that
Joseph food?
Food.
Yeah.
That's why.
It was so good.
So tell us about the party.
The party. The party was a lot of work. Crystal, bless her heart, busted something to get ready for this. I mean, we just had to come together, and it was happening right before the eclipse.
Oh, that's right.
And it's like, that was my baby.
Yeah.
You know, because I have control over space.
And time.
And time. But we literally dropped everything for about a week and planned this party, and we wanted to knock it out of the park. And I like to say the core of our group that started this process 2 years ago, we're a bunch of chicks, you know, and chicks get stuff done. Right. And it was and we're also we also are not the CEOs of the organization or the directors of the organizations because they're busy doing their own stuff. And that's fine. I'm so impressed with what we were able to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
It was top of the line from the food to the location to the decorations. We had Simon Fink, who actually did an original song that played against a slideshow that we put together.
That the video.
Right.
It's like a movie trailer. I love it so much.
I cried my eyes out. I mean, because I actually made the slideshow and I had to time it perfectly to get his song. And it took me literally like 24 hours to do. But I knew it needed to be impactful. I didn't want to just throw images up there and not have it make any sense to the song. And it just fit so good. And
she did great.
Yeah, that was
a glowing moment for me.
But even the video, you know, what we tried to do, what we didn't intend to do necessarily, but it came out a positive, is the song and the slideshow kind of plays to the feminine side.
Yeah.
And then the actual video that was produced is more masculine.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it intentionally to begin with, but when it came out that way, it was like, this is perfect, because we didn't want to just appeal to women.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to just appeal to men, because obviously we were both of us.
Yeah.
It was just top of the line. It was it was such a great experience, and we kind of all stuck around afterwards and just basked in the glow of all this positive energy, and it was so well received.
Like, everybody in that room was...
I mean, if you were crying, you were smiling, and...
It was fun. The cool thing I think about it was that we really tapped into all of the best skill sets of each team member that pulled it off. Yeah. And that team is, I mean, I should mention, we've talked about Christy Bailey at the Chamber, who's really kind of our core communications director's group lead. You know, she keeps us in line and has definitely been doing a ton of public speaking on this topic and doing a lot of fundraising as well. And we're so, so thankful for all of the investors, because we have everything from $10 donations from individuals to, you know, $30,000 donations to make this work from corporations right here in St. Joseph. And that's amazing. And everything in between.
Yeah, you guys have so much support.
So it's Christy.
Yes, so Christy, the Chamber. We've got Joey Austin at Mosaic Life Care. We've got Bridget Blevins at the St. Joseph School District. Beth, of course, here from Convention and Visitors Bureau. Jomel Nichols from Missouri Western.
She's working with us.
Yes, Jomel is so much fun. And Mary Robertson, who, gosh, from the city of St. Joseph, she has just done an amazing job, as well as her team. We have a great group. And I think what's so fun about this is that it's representing so many different parts of the city.
Yep.
And whoever is not sitting right on our group is honestly, you know, giving pro bono time or financial support to make this work.
Helping on social media or telling people about it or everybody.
Not only that, but for those of us that have real jobs, you know, our directors and our CEOs have given this time to let us do this. Mm-hmm. And it took some convincing, quite honestly. You know, are you guys playing at the Hi-Ho at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Right. What are you doing?
And I should mention those Hi-Ho meetings. Yeah. We left them behind. Right after the charrette, they were pretty much done, and we started meeting in boardrooms, and we really got to business.
Yeah.
So,
well, this is too good not to keep talking about, so I think we should take another little break, and when we come back, let's talk about where we go from here now that this is all launched.
All right, we are back, and now we've kind of gotten the backstory about Uncommon Character. So now we're going to talk about what's coming and what we're working on right now and what people can expect and how this brand is going to be used by everybody in St. Joe.
One thing, just to preface this, is in our mind, we see this campaign lasting.
Oh, yeah.
At least 10 years.
Yeah, okay.
And the cool thing about it is it's got legs that don't stop.
Right.
You know, I mean, we've got so many amazing opportunities. We're already taking advantage of some, but we see some coming further down the line as just part of continuing the story.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really important too. The campaign, it's very user-generated content. Uncommon Character is always asking people, who do you think has this character trait, or who do you think is uncommon? Where's your favorite place to eat? Where's your favorite family-friendly restaurant? So people are starting to comment back and tag people and share, and it's very cool.
And we're hoping we'll cultivate some new uncommon characters.
Exactly.
I think of my daughter, who's 13. In 10 years, she'll be 23. And we're featuring several young adults in this campaign. Connor Hazelrig is one of them. She created the light box, the Sunshine Light Box, and she's barely 23. No, I don't think she's even 21. She just turned 21 or 22.
Yeah.
So think about kids that are just now learning about this and go, oh, well, I want to be an uncommon character.
Right,
because we have a lot of them. I mean, we really set out with this campaign to, you know, improve the morale of St. Joseph's own, attract new people to St. Joseph.
I think if I would have had something like this in high school, I mean, I was one of those people, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I cannot wait to get out of this town. Right. It's so like, it's not growing, you know, it's the same thing. And then I went to like a tiny town for college and I was like, St. Joe's not that bad. But if I would have had something like this to cling on to make me feel like there was some sort of like personality that I could have taken part in.
And many of them, we were set up at a high school kind of a career fair. And that's when we had the three concepts and we were asking for kids to vote. And they were standing there like reading everything.
They were serious.
I really like this. And then they kind of debate with each other. And it's like, oh,
they
you know,
care.
It does have reach too. It attracts kids and it attracts adults.
So
and I don't know if you, oh, sorry, I don't know if you can change culture with a brand, a community brand, but I don't know that you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I like that. Yeah. So we talked about the banners we saw driving down Frederick Boulevard. I've seen some billboards. What else is going on to promote Uncommon Character?
Sure. Well, right now our strategy for launch is just introducing the brand. And so it's fairly basic and it's really getting the logo and the message of made with Uncommon Character out there. And some of our initial launch traits, you know, we've got brainy, creative, curious, fearless, genuine, innovative, inspired, and things like kind and passionate and quirky and resilient and spirited and visionary, you know, as our launch traits, because we felt like all of those were really encompassing so many different areas of St. Joseph. But the next part of it is really tapping more into each of those stories and highlighting those and promoting them through, you know, different things. We've got radio and TV that are starting again, starting with the brand launch, familiarity first, and then moving into deeper things. The other really fun thing is that you're going to be hearing a lot more about this, but St. Joseph turns 175 in 2018. So we're feeling like this is a great way to celebrate that anniversary for the city. So we'll be doing some unique things that go along with that and talking a little bit about how this community has been bridging from the original founders all the way to today and tomorrow.
Yeah. So there's a lot of buzz, I'm sure, even before this started and to when you guys were working on the branding initiative of people in downtown trying to get that revitalized. You know, we're always building on the east side of town. So how have you been able to bring all of those kind of separate initiatives together to all be on board with this one?
By telling their stories as well. I mean, what's happening on the east side of town is just important with what's happening downtown.
Right. Highlighting the mall, you know, as much as we do a small business downtown, and highlighting the North Shops as much as some of the really fun things that happen on Southside, you know, really tapping into all different parts of the community happen through stories. That's how humans really engage and understand each other is through stories. Mm-hmm. And that's not just a buzzword. Yeah. That's literally how we do it. Yeah. The science is there.
There's stories about people, and then there's stories about the parkway and places and First Avenue Saturdays and anything that you can imagine. So I think that these first couple months are all about getting people to think creatively too. So when they go to a store, they're like, oh, you know what? There is really something unique about this. You're not just going into the store, buying something and leaving. Like, start to really watch what's going on around you in your community and tell people about it, because we don't want to take anything for granted. We are very lucky to have that much commerce in our town and so many entrepreneurs and so much going on. So it's just kind of like putting it in people's brains. Hey, you need to be really thankful and really notice all this great stuff that's going on. So when we build out messages and we're talking to people, it's just like, oh, hey, reminder, look at this. It's really cool. And I don't know. I just kind of like pay attention.
If you all think this, but Beth, let me know if I'm not correct about this, but honestly, one of our biggest worries and concerns with our communication director group is that there are so many stories to tell and we can't tell them all at once. There's only so much time and energy and resources that we have to tap into. And so if your story isn't on the site yet, please be patient and you want it to
doesn't
be.
Mean it's not uncommon.
It doesn't mean that it's not uncommon. It doesn't mean that we don't care or know. It means that we need more support and more advocacy to happen, and feel free to just send us an email.
So they can go on the website and they can send you an email from there and say, hey, I've got a story. Mm-hmm. Yep, and you guys will contact them and find out a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And the website is?
The website is www.uncommoncharacter.com. And if you happen to be on Instagram and you're one of those folks who's great at taking photos, go ahead and hashtag uncommon character.
I love what's going on social media. And there's, I mean, I found a picture of a corgi at First Saturdays and I was like sharing because I love corgis.
Yeah.
And there's there's just so many tiny little details.
It's fun.
Well, we went downtown and took some pictures and just together
all
we were like,
sculptures.
Oh, yeah. It's just when you start to pay attention, there's so many details. So you can go online. The website is so comprehensive. It's so interesting. There's so many good pictures and stories. The calendar is on point. I love how you've broken it down into coffee lovers. Mm-hmm. You want to go have fun. There's bars. There's things for the kids. And it's so colerful.
If you're moving here, you know what?
Awesome.
Daycares.
Yes.
And, you know, what do you just need to do as a new resident in the city? Where do you want to go? What what sort of education options are there here?
It's comprehensive.
At all levels, from early childhood all the way through post-secondary, you know, certificates.
So everybody can be a part of the conversation by sharing the website. You can buy t-shirts, mugs, everything. Just so, there's just everything that people can be involved in. And I think that's the most exciting thing.
Anything we raise goes right back into the campaign.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not one organization is profiting from this, but it is going to take continued support. Mm-hmm. Like, we've gotten some really great initial investments, but if we want this thing to live at least 10 years, it's got to be something that's repetitive.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a service, and it's also a movement and an attitude change, but you're also providing information about moving here, living here, staying here. So I just applaud you guys on all the thought that went into this and all the bases that you've covered, because it's just magical.
We couldn't have done it. We couldn't have done it alone as the core group, and the creatives couldn't have done it alone. It was just a perfect storm, I think, that came together those 2 days and since then, because man, it was awesome to watch that launch and see all the impact it had on people.
We would just wanted to have you guys on so that when people are driving down the street and they see the billboard or they see the banners or they see the stickers that are in people's business, like, what is that? Oh, I've heard about that. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be able to go online and find conversations going on all over the place. That the picture of the theater that was on Facebook. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like 100 chairs.
Yeah. It's amazing. So many people are in love with that photo and in love with that culture. And it's just so great.
Or maybe had never seen it
before. Never even seen it. And really? I hadn't until this year. I went to Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I bet my mouth was just on the floor the whole time I was there. It was beautiful.
So uncommoncharacter.com. You're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. And stay tuned for some exciting things coming in the fall. And thank you, ladies, for joining us today and sharing the story. We're excited to tell the world. I mean, literally the world. We have lots of Japanese listeners. We've got listeners from all over. So we're in St. Joseph, Missouri, which is the middle of the United States of America, if you weren't sure what we were talking about. So
all right. Google us.
Yeah. Stay unfiltered.
Thank you.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.